Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, I forgot a word on my haiku. It was supposed to be both teams sit at 3-0. Anyway, welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Tuesday. I'm really excited about the show today. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He's in his spot. Colony, he's back. The band's all back together. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's good. How are you doing this morning?
Great. We went over the rundown, and not to ruin it for people, but I am really excited about topically how this show is going, or at least best laid plans, how it's going to flow today, or supposed to flow today.
Yeah, we're at that point in the year where we talked about this a long time ago, where there would be six gajillion things going on, some of the things that typically make sense this time of the year, like football and postseason baseball, and some of the things that don't quite usually fit this time of year, like, for example, the Stanley Cup being handed out. It's just there's gajillion things to talk about. So, yeah, there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. Tons going on. There's National Coffee Day today, apparently, which, by the way, producer Matt, jump on the mic real quick. And Chris, you speak to this too. The one non-perk of working from home, a good perk of working from home, you could go and the coffee machine just blasted and whatever, you get your kind of coffee, not the work coffee. Today, though, Matt, is the traditional, our friends from Dunkin' come in and give us that vat of coffee and donuts that we're going to miss out on, right?
You're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to show today. For just
no,
me.
No free donuts today. That's rough.
Yeah, that has been a staple for at least 4 or 5 years in the office. The National Coffee Day, and we get the text from, oh, by the way, the guys from Dunkin' will be in a little later on today. We'll get that moving, and they bring, Chris, you know that cardboard box that they pour the coffee out of?
Yeah, yeah.
And you and I think you and I last year. 6,000
degree coffee.
I know. I think you and I last year had it. The people from the country station, or it may have been Bubba and Mel, walked down from Star, and we're like, God, no, we're just going to take this right in our studio. No thanks.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. You can have some of this over there and that over there. That giant thing of coffee is that's ours.
Yeah. Hey, what about this male-female bird? Did you see this?
What?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got to find the story here in the Trib. There's a male-female bird. One in a million bird combo. I'm reading this from the Trib. I can't make this up. This is a male-female bird. I can't make this up.
Male-female bird.
Yeah, and it's a Pittsburgh bird, right? Bird banders in Cook, Westmoreland County. Bird banders. Bird banders. They banded a one in a million bird. A rose-breasted grosbeak. With half its body looking like a male and the other half looking like a female.
Okay. Huh.
The bird was banded. It's just like a David Bowie sort of job here, I guess. The bird was banded on September 24th at Carnegie Museum of Natural History's Powder Mill Nature Reserve bird banding station. The find is roughly one record per million birds banded. Said this guy, he's a wildlife biologist, he's smarter than all of us, he knows about birds. This grosbeak certainly looks quite different from the others. Typically male grosbeaks, I think I'm saying that right, sport a blood red chevron on a white chest flanked by dramatic black and white plumage. The female, more subdued, of course. Brown and white plumage, and looks like a large, fancy sparrow. This guy, girl, I don't know, has half it going on each side. Yes.
Okay. So,
yeah, you're going to ask about the equipment, right?
Right. Is there any further inspection conducted on said gross beak?
You're talking about
whatever.
Taking care of your undercarriage, like that one commercial.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody. That's typically how the check is run.
It gets to that a little later, which I thought should have been a much higher in the story. Nonetheless,
yeah,
it gets known as jandromorphs, I think. Such birds have both male and female feather coloration. They have a number of recent reports of these jandromorphs. He questions if the powdered mare grosbeak would be able to keep a mate or reproduce. Apparently, the bird's appearance and behavior could send the wrong signs to other grosbeaks. A well-studied jandromorph zebra finch exhibits male-type courtship behavior. Okay, we're getting down to it here. Male-type courtship behavior, singing and courting when housed with a female, but was attacked when housed with a normal male. Although this powder mill bird might have functional ovaries, it would likely pair with a female if it sings and otherwise acts like a male. So I guess this is trial and error. They just got to stick it with a bunch of other birds and see, you know, birds and the bees, what happens here.
Wow. This is
grosbeak, I'm told it's pronounced. Thank you.
Grosbeak. Okay.
Grosbeak.
Yeah. Gross whatever. So this is crazy. This is.
Yeah.
So it's essentially a transgender bird.
Well.
I guess. I don't know any better way to compare it to what we got going on as humans.
Yeah, I'm excited by it though. Not in that way. I'm just excited by it because it is so odd. You know,
it's different. Yeah, this kind of stuff seems to happen more often in nature than maybe we realize. Like,
well, plus
I know they said it's one in a million, right? That's what they said.
There's 10 of them living in the middle of Montana that we don't know about.
Right. You know, so like this, you hear about this stuff, like the occasional snake born with two heads or whatever, you know, weird stuff in nature. You hear about it when it's actually discovered. Each time it's discovered, like you said, there's another 10 instances of it somewhere out there. So, hey, nature never fails to surprise, much like the Fort Pitt Bridge never fails to surprise.
Yeah, how about this? Happy National Coffee Day to this guy. The guy that was driving this tractor trailer. This is incredible. So this guy says this morning, right? Jackknife tractor trailer, lower deck of the Fort Pitt Bridge, outbound. So it'd be right as Matt and I would be heading to work, right there, that in Colony. That part. Liz Kilmer, who we'll hear from later on in the show, because she's got another great story. She reports from Channel 11. The driver apparently lost control merging from the bathtub area, so coming up, I guess, from, you know, down below. Fishtailed into the barricades. He was not hurt. No one else involved. The road needs to be cleaned up, and it won't be open for a while, which is tough because my man managed to take his tractor trailer on a lower deck of the Fort Pitt Bridge. He didn't screw with where, you know, you get off to go to Station Square, which wouldn't have been awful. What he did was manage to wreck so his whole tractor trailer is blocking the all opening.
The entire
the outbound.
Bridge.
Yes, of the fort, yeah. of the yeah. tunnel, too. Tough
yeah.
move.
It's. I mean, I don't know, pandemic and all, and people working from home, how much this is going to affect traffic this morning, but I got to believe it's going to jack things up for a while.
Correct. What you woke up this morning, what did you think you would deal with? A jackknife tractor trailer blocking the entire Fort Pitt Bridge or a hermaphrodite bird in Westmoreland County?
You know, if you would have asked me to put my money on which one was more likely, pretty much any kind of accident on the outbound Fort Pitt Bridge is always... It's always a safe bet just because you get people on there. We've talked about this before. People who are unfamiliar with the patterns of that bridge, especially the outbound lower deck, and all the merging and moving that has to be done in a span of what, like 400 yards. And you're inevitably going to get someone who's not familiar with it and screws things up.
You know what my favorite part, when there's stories like this and no one is hurt, but it mangles traffic for a long time, it always makes me think of these schmoes who say, well, we could host the Olympics. We could have a Super Bowl in Pittsburgh. And you get one tractor trailer wrecks, and it cripples our city for 8 hours. And you're like, sure we can. It's like Green Tree Hill. People come down Green Tree Hill. There's a wreck on it. It's backed up to Weirton for 7 hours. People are like, we can host the Olympics. Host the Olympics. Two trucks crash into each other. We can't move for a day and a half. Matt brought up a good point last week, by the way. I think it was Matt. Is there, or was it you? Is there an inanimate object that gets no use and really is a nothing that gets more run, though, on media than the runaway truck sand pile? We talk about that so much, and it really factors little into our life.
Well,
other
and
than
here's another
a point of geographic interest, if you will.
Well, this is what happens when you get an unusual feature, like a really steep hill that goes right down into a tunnel into the heart of a city. In a city where we love to give directions and reference geographic points rather than actual, like, intersections and interchanges. Like, we all know classic Pittsburgh directions. You're going to go up the hill, make a right at Kogo's, go down, you're going to see the church on your left, make a left there, and then go down the hill. You'll see a red house. It's real bright red. You make a right there, and that's our place. There's no, hey, make a left on Warrington, make a right on Boggs. None of that. It's all landmarks. So inevitably, it leads into our discussions of traffic, too, which is there's no, there's a backup at the 376-51 interchange. No. There's a backup just by the runaway truck sand pile. That's what we do. We reference things via odd landmarks and geography, and the runaway truck sand pile is one of the oddest landmarks geographically.
Yes, because here's the thing. I don't know if they're referenced a lot in other cities. There's really, you don't see those things a lot. And I can, now we'll get somebody to send us a picture or whatever, but I can't think of a time. Maybe I saw it on the news. I never saw it in person used. I've never seen, how many times has that thing been used? Three, maybe? And how many times of the three, two were kids being jerks? It wasn't really a tractor trailer that lost its brakes. You know?
I want to say I saw a truck or some sort of vehicle on there once, and it talk about crippling the parkway for hours. It backed everything up for I don't know how long because you got your rubbernecking delays, right? Everybody, who's the jack wagon that ended up in the sand pile? What happened as you're driving past? And it just, I have seen a vehicle on the runaway truck sand pile, but it wasn't what you envision, I don't think, where some 18-wheeler comes barreling down the parkway at 95 miles an hour because their brake line gave out.
My favorite are the PennDOT guys after that who had to put into motion the plan that they have trained for that they never thought. It would be like a river rescue in Phoenix. That they would be like, we got a plan for this because they tell us we have to do it. It's never going to happen. The dudes that had to restock all the gravel and the stuff and whatever, like, listen, this isn't a drill. We have to – hold on. There's really a truck in that thing. Yes. Yeah, we got to go to the yard. We got to get all the rock. We got to put it in the back of one of the trucks. We got to shovel it all in. This is not a drill. This really happened today. The look on the face of those PennDOT guys when it actually happened. I couldn't because they're probably not the most happy guys to begin with, you know. And to do that day, man, that's tough. Anyway, good morning to you. I'm ecstatic about the show today. I really am. The plan is incredible today. We got a great show. Heather Like, University of Pittsburgh, director of athletics, 7:30. I want to ask her why I can see too many. I see more Louisiana Monroe football games in my house than Pitt football games. Why is that? This needs to be fixed. Yes. And I'm sure she would fix it if she could. But I want her to give me the phone number of the person that can. Because I'm going to call them. I'm going to call them 35 times today. Just keep leaving messages. That's what I'm going to do.
Call that Swofford guy. Get it done.
Right. Give me an answer. I'm tired of watching Utah and not Pitt at my house. Brian Billick at 9, waiting for him. We can't wait to talk to him. Then his dismount, right, Matt? Real quick one. He's big on a quick dismount.
Yep, see it.
That's what he does. And John Wehner at 9:30. Good morning to you. It is the Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.